Good evening. We're in the days of Elul, which is the preparation for the Yom HaDin, which Klal Yisrael experiences every year. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Avinu of HaRachman. We say I'm benching HaRachman, and we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we preface all those requests that we ask from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we find the same with Chavoid, which we embrace B'Sudas Tovis, the well-being of our family. We preface it with the statement HaRachman, HaKadosh Baruch, you are the Rachman, and we're asking you to help us. And that Daravino of HaRachman, who believe Rachmav, has given us a Chodesh Elo to stop and to think and to examine how we could make it through this Yemei HaDin, how we could come out of the Din Zakai, how we could come out with a good Psak Din. HaKadosh Baruch, we know HaKadosh Baruch, the Shefit Kol HaOretz. Pasuk says, Melech b'mishpat yamid oret. A Melech establishes the land based on judgment. And yet, HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'leiv rachmav, in this period of time, Chodesh El, he brings himself to us, he comes closer to us, and asks us to come back to him. HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes the first step. He says, Shuva eliv or Shuva aleichem. Bring yourself close to me, and I will bring myself close to you. Come back. To the extent that person is mekayim the shuva elai, he's zeichev or shuva aleichem. To the extent that I take the step, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to take the next step, although HaKadosh Baruch Hu already took the first step by coming close and inviting us to come closer. Hagam, a melech, stands for mishpat, and nevertheless, this is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Avinu of HaRachman, we had a tremendous opportunity that we have now. A person has to be foolish almost to not take advantage of the Yemei Elul to prepare for this awesome Yom HaDin, which is so critical, which is so important to us for the coming year. I was here to speak about the theme of Tzedakah. The theme of Rosh Hashanah really is Tshuva Tefilu Tzedakah. I was asked to speak about Tzedakah. To speak about Tzedakah is very difficult. The Pele Yoyetz, in the Sefer, where he speaks about Tzedakah, his opening statement is, Tzedakah, ad heichon koicha, how powerful is it? Miyam malel, who could say it? Who could calculate it? Who could express it? Tzedakah is such a great, it's such a powerful tool, it's such a choshev avodah in avodas Hashem. Chofetz Chaim brings many chazal about the chashivas of Tzedakah. And Hagam, the Gemara says that Gemilas Chesed has some advantages over Tzedakah. Gemilas Chesed is begufay, as opposed to Tzedakah, which is only b'mamoynoi. Tzedakah is with your money. Tzedakah is Gemilas Chesed is with everything about yourself. Nevertheless, Chofetz Chaim says that certain qualities that Tzedakah has that Gemilas Chesed does not have, and it stands higher than all of that. And Chofetz Chaim brings a number of Gemilas Chazal that speak about the chashivas of Tzedakah. Chofetz Chaim brings on a ton of Eliyahu which says Gedoyle Tzedakah. Tzedakah is so great. Shemiyoyim shenivra ha'olam. From the day, from the beginning of creation, from Bliyas ha'olam ad achshav, ha'olam oymed ala tzedakah. The world exists on tzedakah. The world is sustained by tzedakah. By tzedakah al klai yisrael do, that is what sustains the world. And he brings down Chofetz Chaim, brings down further, I believe it's from the same ton ve'elyo, aveisenu ha'yishoynim. What is it? How is it Avraham Avinu, Yitzchak Avinu, Yaakov Avinu merited a life in Olam Hazeh, and they're going to merit to see Bias Mashiach? He labels it as Yemois Ben David and Olam Haba. And the Medrash said, Bnei Shanohagu Atzman B'Tzedakah, because they conducted themselves with Tzedakah. Tzedakah is a tremendous asset. And Dovah HaMelech and Tillim says, Ashrei maskil el dol b'yemru'o imaltei Hashem. Fortune is a person who looks, he's a maskil el dol. I mean, he uses his seichel, how he can help somebody else. Something that has to be batzneah, you have to give somebody the money in a tzanuatik way. You have to have seichel to know what it is the other person needs. Ashrei maskil el dol. Fortune is a person who's a maskil el dol. And the schar for that is b'yom ro'o, on yom hadin, yimaltei Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will rescue him. In case Chas V'Shalom, the Midas Hadin, once we're mekatrig on a person, he's a Baal Tzedakah, so Tzedakah Melech said, B'yom Yoyim Al Teyu Hashem, a person is a maskil El Dol, B'yom Yoyim Al Teyu Hashem, because the Baruch Hu will take care of him. The Emes says, when it comes to giving Tzedakah, when it comes to give out Tzedakah, we have to have in mind that a very important Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, with Pasuk said, the Mishnah said in Pirkei Gimel, Mishnah says, U'b'toifa Oilam Nidain, Kodesh Baruch Hu judges the world not only l'fi ma'aseinu, not just depend on our deeds, but Kodesh Baruch Hu judges us b'tuvay u'midas ha'chesed. Kodesh Baruch Hu, unlike a melech who's by mishpat yamid oyet, Kodesh Baruch Hu brings into the picture the midas tuvay of Kodesh Baruch Hu, the haktove of Kodesh Baruch Hu, and the enormous chesed Kodesh Baruch Hu has, and all of that plays into our mishpat that we have and the gzadin that comes out. But the next part of the Mishnah says v'hakoil l'fi roiv ha'maisa, that what's important is l'fi roiv ha'maisa. What does it mean, roiv ha'maisa? The multitude of action that a person takes. So the Rambam says, it's a well-known Rambam, and the Rambam says that the madregas and the milas, the advantages that accrue to a person who gives tzedakah, is not necessarily according to how much he gave, how great the deed that he did was at that moment. But rather, if he raved mispar ha'masim, it meant according to how many times a person did it. It's not just what you did, it's how many times you did. And the Rambam goes on to explain that when a person is involved in chesed, he is koina the mid of chesed. When a person is involved in tzedakah, he is koina, he gets a shlemus, he perfects himself, he becomes a baal tzedakah. A baal tzedakah is not just a person who gives tzedakah, but when he's koina, he gets the attribute, he's sensitive to another person, he's koina the mid of tzedakah, and the person is koina that, I guess it's similar to exercise in the gym. You could lift 100 pounds, maybe 150 pounds, maybe 200 pounds, you lift at once, okay. But if you repeatedly lift 25 pounds or 35 pounds, whatever the numbers are, you're going to benefit yourself a lot more. And the same is with tzedakah. I'm saying, the more times a person gives, there might be smaller contributions. A person gave 1,000 in one shot, and he gave 10 times 100 a different time. Or a different person gave 10 times 100. Another person gave 100 times, he gave $10. The person who gave, put in more activity, a person who did more a mice of tzedakah, he'll be kind and will stand on a higher madrega because of the mile that you get from giving tzedakah. So it's not the amount, it's pushing how much effort you put into it. Everyone is able to give something. I remember when I was in Beis Medrash Elyon in Muncie, the Mashgiach was a B'Sol Chaim Kaplan. The B'Sol Chaim Kaplan may not be known to you, but Reb Tzvi Kaplan's grandfather. He was the son-in-law of Reb Yochum, the Mashgiach in the Mir. And when he thought everybody was out of the Beis Medrash after Shachris, he'd go over to Pushka. I believe he'd put in a quarter and take out 25 pennies and put in one and a second and a third and a fourth and a fifth, he'd put them all in. And after he was nifter, they found in his notes that he made for himself that he undertook to do something, to do this or something similar to this, to do it repeatedly in order to be kind of the meat of giving tzedakah. It wasn't just to give tzedakah. Tzedakah is not just for the other person. Tzedakah is for me. I need to give tzedakah. I need to, there are many poor people, but I need to forget them. There are many wealthy people who can help them. I may not be wealthy, I may be far from healthy. I need to be mishtata because I need to be a giving person. And I become a giving person by giving tzedakah. That's why I become a giving person. That's what the Imam says, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he's done Klal Yisrael, it's number one, he does it with lefit, with tuv, according to his midah hatov. And he also does it according to how many actions, keep full ha'maisim, the multitude of actions that a person does in giving tzedakah, that is, plays a large role, and that's the tshuva tefillah, the tzedakah that comes into play, that is goes into calculations, yom adin, that's the important factor, how many times you are involved in tzedakah. But I think there might be another aspect to this statement of tshuva tefillah tzedakah mavir nesreya gzeira. Because if you look in some of the older machzorim, and perhaps even in some of the newer machzorim, on those words of tshuva tefillah tzedakah, you have little words on top of it. On top of tshuva it says tzoyim. Tzoyim means to fast. On top of tefillah it says koil. Koil means voice, vocal. And on top of tzedakah it says mamayin, money. So what's shot in these little notes that are there on top of it? What is the gist of it? What's the message? I'm not sure who put it there, but you find on many of the old machzorim and even contemporary machzorim. Why do I need it to say that tshuva is tzoyim, tefillah is koil, and most of all, tzedakah is money? So the emes is like this, if you stop and think about it, tshuva. Tshuva is tzoyim. So that we could readily understand, because that we know that every time we have a fast to commemorate or to remember the Churban Beis HaMikdash, for example, Mishnah Berurah brings down quite clearly that the purpose of fasting is not to make ourselves miserable, but it should be a springboard for us to remember lefakeach, to examine ulo'oire and to remember ourselves what brought about the Churban Beis HaMikdash and how we could rise above those causes, and so we should merit the rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash. So tzoyim is a very important part of teshuvah. You find even by the Anshei Ninveh, they fasted. The Anshei Ninveh, they fasted. Kiru tzoyim. The Navi tells us kiru tzoyim, make a fast, because the fast helps bring out within us the feeling of tshuvah, of wanting to come closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's tshuvah. And then we have tefillah. Tefillah requires koil. Okay, tefillah is koil because Ramban says, a well-known Ramban in Parshas Boy, that tefillah is tefillah tzricha koil. That tefillah needs koil. You find patak by the Anshei Ninveh, they made a decree besides the fasting. V'kiru el alekim b'choska, cry out, scream out, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Ramban brings this pasuk as a raya that tefillah requires koil. I mean, every time a person davens requires koil, so especially if we're standing on Yom Hadin, of course we should raise our voice to HaKadosh Baruch Hu when we daven. And in fact, the Ramban brings down a Meir Tikkun Yerushalmi that says on this pasuk in Yoyin HaNavi, it says V'kiru el alekim b'choska, call out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu with strength. In other words, raise your voice to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So one might argue, hey, it's not so respectable. But the Yerushalmi says, Mikan, from his hair, you see, Chatzifa notach levisha. With chutzpah, one can overpower the midas hadin of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In other words, perhaps the midas hadin would dictate that a person, chas v'shalom, get a not such a good gzar din. But with my tefillah bekoil, I could come out victorious anyway. It's a meir tegezach. That person is able to, with koil, come out zakai. So that I understand. Tshuva is tzoyim, tefillah is koil. But tzedakah, mamon. What then is tzedakah if not with money? Tzedakah is with money. What are we saying over there? Tzedakah is mamon. We're not speaking about gemilas chesed. We're speaking about tzedakah. So why does God say on top of it mamon? So I think perhaps there's a message over here. The message over here, I think, is very, very simple. That a person, when a person is about to give tzedakah, as we know, if the purpose of tzoyim, fasting, is to arouse us, to stimulate us to think, and the koil is supposed to put us in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the idea of giving tzedakah, when it only comes my way, when I get an envelope in the mail, when I get a knock on the door, and maybe it's the middle of supper, when the opportunity comes to give tzedakah, a person has to stop and think. Forget about the poor person for a moment. But who gave me the money that I have? Why was it given to me? Why was it given to me and not to somebody else? And why just now did this come my way? Why is it that just this minute it came my way? Things don't just happen. There's a Ribbono Shel Olam who runs the world. What is money all about? What was money given to us for? I think that that's part of the mitzvah of tzedakah. As tzedakah comes with tzedek, righteous. But it means more than just righteous. It means to be correct and be proper and take note. Why am I on the giving end and that person is on the begging end and on the receiving end? Why should that be? With what am I better than that person? Why not Kodesh Baruch Hu forgive this to me? And why did you have the poor man knocking on my door? Why did the envelope come to mail? Rav Dessler, Mr. Melio, says that a person who was given a gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu and doesn't use it to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's a thief. He's goyzel over v'imoy. He's a thief. Not just money, but all talent that HaKadosh Baruch Hu endowed us with. It's not ours. It was given to us from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to use in service for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the purpose of all qualities that we have. All our assets that we have, our personality and everything. But the most specific, where it stands out most, is money. Because a person works hard and he earns money. And then he thinks, well, it's my money. I'm giving it to a poor person. Give me a pat on the back. Stop and think. What is the money all about? Why do you have it? Comes out that this tzedakah is not just the mitzvah of helping somebody else. As Chazal say, "Kol amrachim al abriyish merachim olam nashamayim." If I have mercy on another human being, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will have rachmanis on me. Of course, that is true. But there's another part to that. Tzedakah is what I make of myself, what I'm doing to myself, and for that I have to stop and think: why am I doing it? Why do I have these assets? They're not mine. They were given to me to share with the world. That's what they were given to me for. And as the Gemara says, a person could be recognized in three ways. Bekisai, bekoisai, bekasai. We'll go backwards. Bekasai, when he gets angry. When a person gets angry, or when a person is faced with a situation that might make him angry, that's when we see what's going on inside the person. Bekoisai, when a person drinks, of course, then we find out what's going on inside the person. But bekisai, bekisai, how he spends his money. From you observe how a person spends his money, it gives us an insight what this person really is, because the way I spend my money is what I really am. So if you want to stand before HaKadosh Baruch Hu on Yom HaDin, and we're looking for Zchusim, so we talk about tshuva. Tshuva is Yibon Shalom, I want to come back home. Tefillah is I'm calling out to you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And tzedakah represents who I am, or at least who I am becoming, by giving tzedakah now, Yibon Shalom, I'm making a calculated decision that which I have comes from you, and that which I have was given to me by you for a specific purpose, and Be'ez Hashem, I'm going to use it in accordance with the way you would want me to use it. And on the basis of these three things, we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give us a ksiv achsim etoive, a good year, a healthy year. We should be zeichet a year of simcha, simcha with simchas, and see the fullest Yeshuas, and take a see the Yeshua of Klal Yisrael, all of Klal Yisrael, b'mehera. A ksiv achsim etoive.